Masechet Kelim, Perek Kav Zayin, Mishnah Tet. Like two Mishnayot ago, we'll talk about a case where something that had Tumat Midras became a Rishon because it touched itself. It lost its Tumat Midras, but it remained a Rishon. It's like the same Hiluk, the same distinction we made in the previous Mishnah at the end. Mishnah says, Sadin Shehu Tameh Midras, if a sheet was Tameh, as an Av HaTum'ah with Tumat Midras, let's say a Zav lied down on it, then he made it into a curtain. Tahor min hamidras, it becomes tahor from tumat midras because it's no longer meant to be used for lying on. Aval tameh maga midras, but it's tameh as a rishon because it touched something that had tumat midras. The sheet itself touched itself. So therefore, since it touched itself when it was tumat midras, it still has some sort of tum'ah, and therefore it's a rishon because it touched tumat midras. Amar biyoseh. Rabbi Yose says, "V'chi be'ez midras naga ze? What midras did this sheet touch? The sheet didn't really touch anything that had tumat midras. The fact that it touched itself, we can't say is enough to then still say that now, after it's turned into a sheet, it's going to be a rishon. In other words, the fact that it was transformed into a keli, something that is capable of becoming tameh with tumat midras, but then it was transformed into a vilon." Into shades, now it loses anything that had the that it loses all of its tum'ah, the tum'at midras, and then any tum'at maga as well. That's the way we look at things. That's the way we hold. In other words, like a broken keli, like once a utensil is tameh and then it breaks, it loses all of its tum'ah. So same thing over here. Once it was transformed into a vilon, it was transformed into shades. It has nothing to do with what it was beforehand. So therefore, it doesn't only lose its tumat midras, it loses its tumat maga as well. Ela im ken naga bo hazav tameh b'maga hazav. The only time that it could become tameh after it was made into a sheet, if it was touched by a zav or another ava tum'ah. Then it would be tum'ah because it was in contact with a zav. So therefore, the sheet could still become tameh because it's a utensil, but once it transformed into a sheet, it loses all of its connection, including the maga problem of touching itself that it had because of tum'at midras. It could become tameh as anything else. It could be when it touches a zav or any other source of tum'ah, but it doesn't have any connection to the tum'ah that it had when it was tameh from midrash.